Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I believe this is episode 26. Isn't that ironic? This is episode 26. The irony. Episode 26. And gay marriage is now legal. Isn't that ironic? What the fuck does that mean? I don't know. I just thought it sounded pretty cool. Yes, it is a great time in America. I believe it was this past Saturday. Gay marriage is now legal in every state. The ban has been lifted. It is unconstitutional to tell someone they can't get married to a person of the same gender. So I am excited for all my gay friends. So marry up, folks. Come on. Come jump on this sinking ship. You want to get on so bad. You're welcome. Here you come. Come on. Watch your step, sir. Watch your step. That bag's too big. No, you can't bring that bag. Nope. No, you can't bring it, sir. Sorry. The ship is going. Why would you bring that bag? The ship is going down. That's a nice bag, sir. Come on. But seriously, congratulations. I'm happy for all my friends, and I'm extremely happy to see bigoted people lose their shit. It makes me feel so good. Good to no end. Yes. And you know what's funny, too? I think gay marriage was illegal. I think it was illegal in, like, only, like, 15 states or something like that. At the last minute, if you want to call it that. And I know there had to be couples somewhere where some dude or some chick was like, I want to get married, but you know, we got such a good thing going here. I got this great job. And even if we did go to Connecticut, they would never recognize it. Trust me, the day it's legal, I will marry you. But in the back of their mind, they're like, there's no fucking way. This shit's not going to happen. We live in Texas. It's not going to happen. Wipes their brow like, yes. And they woke up Saturday morning whistling, flipping pancakes, still thinking about how they're milking this cow for free. And then that radio comes on. Just this thing. Gay marriage is now legal in all 50 states. Fucking drop the coffee cup. Coffee everywhere. Flapjack stuck to the ceiling. And they're like, oh shit. I gotta put up or shut up. And their significant other is standing there with this big shit-eating grin. Like, yeah. You said it. And then they're just like, So that has to be funny in some cases. But I'm happy, man. And congratulations, everybody. All jokes aside, I'm excited that yet another strike for equality in this country. We're getting there. Next up. That's right, folks. It's a slippery slope. Next up, we got to get Phyllis married to her cats. Yeah. Yeah. That's the fucking creepiest. Yeah. Yeah. That's next, everybody. The slippery slope. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slippery slope. Some dude's going to marry his cat. Or his fucking hamster. Or his python. Yeah. That'll be an interesting cake. Yeah, man. So I'm excited. I saw, and this is a new look. I saw this news article where this guy, he owns a hardware store, which means he's not successful if he owned a fucking hardware store in 2015. Let's be honest. Unless you live in some shitty bumfuck town in the middle of nowhere, your hardware store isn't doing very well. So what's his escape strategy, folks? No gays allowed. That's right. He feels so strong about it. He ripped it out of a spiral notebook. Not even on the perforations. He still got the little fucking tags hanging off the side where you just ripped it. Big Sharpie marker. No gays allowed. Like Snoopy. put it up in the front window, and he's hoping, like, please, please somebody know. He probably called the news himself. I'm not allowing gays to, you can't buy any Phillips head screwdrivers here. There's no way you're getting any deep well sockets here, queers. Just hoping that it's going to stir up some controversy just so he can close in fear. He's closing because he's being harassed. It's like, no, people are going to Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot to get their fucking wood screws, you piece of shit. And guess what? There's going to be dumb fucking Americans, dumb people. They're going to go right to this dude's GoFundMe page. And he's going to get probably $500,000 to $600,000. He's going to wipe his brow like, oh, my God, thank you. My kids can go to school now. They can go to college. I use my fake hate as my escape strategy. I'm going to liquidate all these assets. And I'm going to become a manager at Lowe's where I wanted to go. My wife was right. I don't have what it takes to run my own hardware store. Why would you do it, Rob? Why would you think a hardware store would work, Rob? I don't know. I just really like tools. I work well with people. Come on. Come on, Julie. I can do this. Oh, God, Rob. Just stop it. Just stop, Rob. No, have some faith in me. I swear I can make it. I'll put the money back. I'll put it back. I understand. It was from your grandmother. But come on, we're a family. And that shit struggled. All his friends came at first. They thought it was cool. They're paying $9 for sandpaper where they can go to Walmart and get it for $2. But no, they want to support Rob. But they're like, fuck, Rob doesn't even have a fucking credit card machine. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it. Come on, that's my brother-in-law. I can't. I'm not paying four times the amount, okay? He looks like an idiot walking around with his fucking apron and his fucking carpenter pencil in his ear like he gives a fuck. So it's going to be interesting to watch that story unfold. Had a good weekend. I was down at the Richmond Funny Bone. I work with Miss Jessie Mae Peluso, a.k.a. Jamie. I feel so bad about that. I did fine the entire weekend, and for some reason, in the green room, I'm talking to her, and I called her Jamie by accident, and we laughed about it. She was like, somebody just called me that the other day. Get up on stage, do Keith Bender's intro. I give her a cool-ass intro. It's got the cadence and everything. Coming to the stage, y'all ready for your headliner, Girl Code, Comedy Central. I mean, I'm killing it with the intro. I'm like, give it up for Jamie. I'm like, nope. And she's walking up laughing and stuff, but she was actually pretty cool about it. So I apologize, and that is unacceptable. Messing up an intro. I went 5 for 6. You got to go 6 for 6, man. All right, comics, if you're MCing, I'm a complete idiot. Messing up the intro. So I want to apologize to her. I know she's a huge fan of my podcast. She told me she's never heard of it. And she doesn't listen all the time. So shout out to Jamie. Shout out to Jessie Mae. Cool ass person, man. Learned a lot working with her. Had a lot of fun. What else did I do? Besides 6 shows, I gave away a bunch of stickers, man. I was trying to get donations for my gluten-free gangster stickers, but I just started giving them away, man, trying to get some followers on my social media. And so far, it's not worked. So there you go. But it was a fun weekend, man. Keith Bender was a feature. Hilarious, killed it all weekend. Jessie Mae killed it all weekend. I had a couple sets that I didn't like, but didn't bomb. So I have to be thankful for that. So hopefully I can get me another weekend sometime later this year. And shout out to the Richmond Funny Bone and Keith Bender for having a great time. Also, I did another podcast with a friend of mine, Ken Edwards. It is called the Get to the Point podcast. I did that with TJ Ferguson, Ken Edwards. Wow, is it Ken? Why am I acting like I don't know Ken's name? Ken, Paige, and somebody else I can't remember because I'm sleepy. That's right, I can't. I can see his face. Tom Wagner. Boom. So make sure y'all check that out. I think I already posted a link on my Facebook page. So listen to it. It was fun, and I enjoyed it. And so on a more serious note, to get back to my militant self, as I'm usually pretty militant talking about racial shit, the whole Confederate flag thing is still going on, folks. It's still going on. Obama, he was at the funeral services for the Reverend Pinckney, and he sang, he sang Amazing Grace. Pretty dope, pretty moving. But I feel like the victims are being forgotten, and this whole thing about the Confederate flag is taking off. You got this chick Bree climbing up the fucking pole, taking the shit down. She got arrested. That's pretty dope. And then you got these crazy people doing these Confederate flag rallies and shit. They got the big ass trucks and hooting, hollering and shit. And there's one video of these dudes actually fucking rear end each other. Just showing you the fucking level of intelligence of the people who try to cling onto this goddamn flag. I don't get it, man. Fly that shit in your house, man. Fly that shit in your house. It's just, look, it might be a Southern pride thing for you, but to a lot of people, that shit is no bueno, okay? And I don't understand, it's like the people that want to fly, they want people to take the time out to try to figure out, like, is this person racist or is he just really proud of his racist history? But here's the thing, man. As a black dude, black men are, we are judged so harshly on our appearance. So harshly. So if I see this dude with a Confederate flag t-shirt, hat, or what have you, I'm supposed to be like, you know what? Maybe this dude is just proud of his heritage and not racist. But if people saw me dressed a certain way, or they see a young black male dressed a certain way, you know, skinny jeans sagging, underwear showing, Jordans, he's got his snapback hat on backwards. Oh, boom, this dude's a thug. Maybe he's not a thug. Maybe this dude just likes urban fashion or the hip-hop culture. And I'm not trying to intertwine a thug lifestyle with hip-hop, because I don't like that shit. It's not all about that. But you know what I mean. So the same people that would just judge me or any other young black dude for dressing a certain way and then try to justify how they're treated by law enforcement or security or just people in general. Well, look how he's dressed. I mean, he's dressed like a thug. You'll get treated like one. Maybe if you didn't dress that way, you wouldn't have got shot by the police for being scary. But yet they want to wear this Confederate flag. And it's like, hey, just because I'm wearing this doesn't mean that I'm racist. Okay, well, keep that same logic. Just because that kid is dressed a certain way doesn't mean that they are what you think they are. It's just the people like that, they're just hilarious to me. They're so hypocritical. I saw a meme that said, if this goes, Confederate flag, you know, picture, this has to go too, BET. It's like, what the fuck does one have to do with the other? People get so offended at black stuff. Like black entrepreneurship, black businesses. They get upset. They get offended. And they're offended by the name. You've heard the classic, I want, what about white entertainment television?
What about that? If we had that, there would be riots in the streets.
Always talking about what's not fair for them. Look, I think it's funny. Now, let me say, BET doesn't have the best programming. It's not. I'll have to get to this later. First of all, black people don't even own BET anymore. But here's my point. The people that are upset about the Confederate flag are the same people, usually, that are the, hey, you need to pull yourself up from your bootstraps, stop complaining. You got to work hard. You have to do your part. You have to earn everything you get. Fair enough. Okay. Same people that if black people complain that a television show or a network doesn't have enough, color in their programming. Oh, hey, it just is what it is, man. I mean, not every show, not everyone has a black friend. Why do we have to always incorporate black people into a show just to make you happy? That's not fair. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. The guy, Mr. Johnson, I can't remember his first name, who created BET, instead of him complaining about all these stations not having enough black people on it, this dude goes out and starts his own network. That's what he should do, right? Instead of complaining, trying to get on and in on somebody else's stuff, this dude went out and created his own. He carved out his own piece of television and made the type of programming that he wanted to see and that he knew other people wanted to see. That's pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, isn't it? So this dude does this shit and people get mad because of what he named it. You can't win for losing, man. It makes me so mad. I think I've covered this before. Same thing with howblackpeoplemeet.com. Oh, that's not fair. What about how white people meet? Not even on black people. Now that you know that, oh, that dude's probably a fucking genius because he knows blah, 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 blah. Black people, we do make our own shit and people get upset about it. They're offended by the name. The same people who are offended by the name of that station are the same people that say people shouldn't be so sensitive. And they never see color. That's funny. Right-wing people would never see color. But anytime I see somebody sharing right-wing news or conservative Tribune articles, black man beats innocent praying family out on a Christian sabbatical. You know, just some crazy shit. Black man beats white family to death with welfare check and chicken bone. It's just like, okay, you don't see race, but that's what you want to do. You want to find all the quote-unquote black-on-white crime and get people scared. Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Oh, God. And I'm going to touch upon this shortly. I only got like a minute and a half left. I don't want to go too long. And I had a few people on that whole the BET Confederate flag thing say, you know, they wouldn't mind seeing BET go away. And like I used to kind of be on this shit years ago where I wouldn't call it self-hating, but I used to try to make it known there were certain shit that I didn't like about black culture. And I don't know why. Like, no, I don't watch BET. It's like, nah, I don't even do that shit, man. Whenever there's something about black culture I don't like, I typically leave that shit to myself. Or talk about it amongst the right company. Because I never want to come across, because I've had these conversations with certain people about, you know, trying to just explain it to them, certain things about black culture that I don't like. And they were taking that shit the wrong way. Like, we need more like you. You don't think like your people. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then all of a sudden they get all, oh no, man, I'm just saying, I just, so I stopped doing that, man, because we kind of do it to ourselves sometimes, trying to separate ourselves from each other and trying to tell maybe a coworker or some of your white friends that, yeah, you don't approve of certain things that black people do. We don't need to do that shit, man. We don't. It's a divide and conquer technique, man. We don't need to prove that we don't do certain things that stereotypical black people do. You just do you. And I know it's kind of weird. I say I don't talk about that in quote unquote mixed company, for lack of a better term, and I do it in my podcast, but I don't care. So let's try not. And I understand, look, we need to correct each other when it's ignorant shit. But we also have to be very, very careful who we do it in front of. We really do, as a people. Because there's bigots out there who like hearing that shit. Now, if everybody was on the same level and they knew the intent behind it, it would be okay. But certain people, they like to hear black people talk bad about other black people. They want to hear those stereotypes reinforced by our own people. They really do. Like I was saying, I said on Facebook, Fox News is going to find some gay person that opposes gay marriage and go, see? Even they don't. He becomes they. That's the thing with minorities. He or she becomes they. They find the one black person that says the shit they want to hear or the shit they want to say, but they can't because it'll look racist. And they go, there you have it, folks. Even black people are scared of black people because this black person doesn't like black people. So if this one person doesn't, that's how that shit works. But if you get 10 black people that go, yeah, I saw that cop shoot that dude for no reason, they're lying. There's no way. They're in cahoots. These Negroes do that. They lie for one another. And then you get that one black, nah, man, I saw him, man. He was fighting that cop. See, this guy is telling the truth. I don't know why these other 40 people are just lying, making shit up. This guy, he's going places. And I'm going places. I'm going to bed. There's a show. That's a show. Thank you for listening. Any shout outs? Shout out to my boy Dexter Bailey, man. This dude left me an amazing message. Very humbling. So shout out to him. Shout out to all my comic friends. I'll be in Rochester, New York. Oh, I got my own show here in Charlottesville. July 21st, 8 o'clock, the Southern First Street downtown. I'm hosting it. The best comic will be opening for Stuart Huff that same weekend. And I'll be in Rochester this weekend. I'll be doing a show at the Buddha Pub. I believe it's at 10:30 on Gregory Street. So please tell people, all my Rochester friends, and if any of you guys listen, please come out and let's have a good time. I'm going to work on some new shit. And you guys can watch me fucking bomb. But just kidding. Come out. See me. There's a show. That's a show. I'm out. Peace. Thanks. Holla.